Well, we're not going to play it. We'll just play it at the end. I'm trying to figure out what is going on with it. Every time I get something going right, it just seems like it wants to mess up, man. It's like somebody picking at me. We all know that feeling where it just seems like things just don't want to go right, right? That's a rant. Hey, man, this is KC rant, right? This is the podcast. We rant about everything. So we don't rant about that. God, oh, technology. Look, technology is supposed to help you. It's supposed to make everything easy. Why the hell does it feel like it is so hard? But anyway, for everybody that's tuning in for the first time, welcome to the KC Rant Podcast. For those who are coming back and listening again, I want to welcome you back. I want to thank you. We have people that are listening all over the world, and I want to thank everybody that's tuning in, whether you like what I said, whether you don't like it, if it stirred you up, it made you think. That's the whole purpose of this podcast. I mean, I'm not a know-it-all. I just try to throw the facts out there, try to hit it from a reasonable intellectual perspective, and then we go from there. And especially with everything that's going on in the world, man, breaking news. Well, it's not breaking news. I shouldn't say it like that. But man, you see, I don't have the details because I've been kind of doing some other things, but you hear about the fire that was going on in Notre Dame. Yeah, I mean, that's crazy, right? That is really crazy. I mean, I'm going to have to go back and fill myself in on that. But look, we're here only for a half an hour. We're doing a real quick show for you today. That's quick for me. Probably everybody's like, okay, good God, he's not going to talk for an hour and a half. But hey, there was a couple things that just kind of popped up that I just wanted to, you know, kind of speak on. It was actually, one of the things is really, really funny that we were going to talk about. I was actually doing some reminiscing with a friend of mine about, like, when you were growing up as kids and the stuff that you used to do, right? So we're going to kind of talk about that. So 5 seconds, that's all, right? You would think, oh, man, you know, you could really go somewhere with that, right? 5 seconds, that's it? So you over there laughing, and the people can't see you. But when I say 5 seconds, that's it, what would you be thinking? Nobody knows who you are, and nobody can see your face. They can only see my face and hear my voice. Well, they'll hear your voice if you say something. But
when you say 5 seconds, I'm thinking of the 5 second rule.
Well, yeah, but the first thing that I actually thought of, which you probably thought of too, and just didn't want to say it because you don't want people to have some sort of perception about you. But you know, they always say in sex, you know, the minute man. Ooh. People that don't have any stamina when it comes to extracurricular activities. Let's just say it like that. How about that, right? I'm just saying. So, no, we're not talking about that, unfortunately. We will talk about that one day, though. I talk about any and everything. So, but, no, that's not the 5 seconds that we're talking about. We're actually going to talk about a couple things in this half an hour. And actually 25 minutes because we're on countdown now. But again, I want to welcome everybody, and John's going to hopefully help me out here. But we definitely want you to subscribe and tune in via YouTube. That's where you can see the show visually. We are going to be doing some live sets in different locations, and maybe even when I'm traveling, we'll do some shows of that nature as well. So subscribe to us on YouTube, kcrants@gmail.com. It's KC Rant 70. You have to get it right. KCRant70@gmail.com. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, as well as Facebook and Twitter. And that's somewhere. Yeah. See, that's not the part I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be talking and rattling off these rants, right? I want to give a shout out, not that he's ever going to listen to the show, but maybe he will, or maybe one day I'll meet him. Maybe he won't want to meet me after I talk about it, but they talked about him on ESPN, so I'm going to just kind of jump on it as well. But no, I want to just congratulate and appreciate Tiger Woods for what he was able to accomplish this past weekend. He won the Masters, his fifth. That is an awesome feat. First of all, winning one. You know, how many people in the world ever win one, let alone five? But then to have the length of time in between the wins is also significant, and everything that happened in between, because, you know, he went through a whole lot of scandal, a whole lot of scandal and a whole lot of women. But he also, you know, dealt with some injury and some surgeries and things of that nature. So that in and of itself alone, physically, to be able to come back and be able to get to the top of your game again, you got to applaud that, man. You have to respect that, regardless of you liking him as an individual or whatever. He's good for the sport. When I saw the highlights, and I actually watched a little bit of it, but I watched the highlights, and man, just the roars from the crowd. I mean, it kind of reminds you of being at like a basketball game or you know, a football game. And that's golf. Not to demean golf, I'm just saying it's golf, right? He commands that type of a crowd. So, you know, kudos to him, and I hope much success. That gives him he's three behind Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus. So he's still actually, you know, has the potential to be the greatest of all time, numbers-wise, you know, so to speak. But he's definitely, I mean, you have to kind of give it to him in golf. He's definitely the greatest of his era, of his time. But that's not what I wanted to talk about today either. So, but I did want to shout that out and throw that out to him. Man, listen, when people say that children need to shut up and you know, be seen and not heard, I've heard that, you know, when I was growing up. Of course, I grew up in the 70s. But I've even heard people kind of say that now. And sometimes I'm, you know, depending, I might even say it myself, sit down and shut the hell up. But no, I've often said, even more often now, said that kids and animals alike, but definitely children, are not stupid, right? They are very intelligent. And a lot of times it's just about helping them navigate, right? And giving them some direction, not telling them what it is that they are interested in or what they're good at or talented at, but identifying, observing, identifying, and then helping to guide them along the way to be as successful as they can be as human beings. This young man in Muskegon Heights, Michigan, I trolled, and I guess you could call it trolling the internet for different stories and different things like that. But I also like to not only talk about the things that may be troublesome or the problems that we might be having as human beings or as countries or individuals, but also applaud, again, like Tiger, those individuals who are trying to help society move forward, do good things in their communities and different things like that. And I want to applaud this 12-year-old boy in Muskegon Heights, Michigan, because this middle school young man could probably, well, more than not, kids his age, just at 12 years old, are not thinking about road safety. You might be thinking about driving at that point, right? You ready to get that license, right? You tired of walking, riding a bike, and getting rides from other people, your parents, your friends, your brothers, your sisters, whoever it might be, right? Just saying, right? But you get into that age where you want that autonomy, start doing stuff on your own, right? This young man, so let me just read the article because we got time, right? But he, again, from Michigan. So Monty is a 12-year-old, and he says that he didn't tell his mom what he was doing, right? So he's kind of being a little sneaky about this. He saw a need, and he felt like he could meet that need. So that's why he did what he did, Trinell said. Now, Trinell Scott is his mom. But basically, let me go through. Basically, what he did is his mom was driving, and she ran across a pothole that is very, very common in that area, supposedly, right? According to the article. And so he didn't tell anybody. You know what this this 12-year-old boy did, John? John, you got grown-ass people that don't want to get out there and work a job. John, Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And I know you know people like this. You got some grown-ass individuals that don't want to get up, get out, and work for themselves, to provide for themselves. But yet this 12-year-old young man, he got tired of his mama running over that pothole and all the other people that he saw running over that pothole and messing their cars up. This little 12-year-old boy took a shovel out there and he started filling in the pothole in his neighborhood. Yes, sir. Called on video and snapped pictures of him doing it. Neighbors did.
Wow.
His mama didn't know he was doing it, right? And so, you know, somebody had called her up, I believe. Now, this got all the way to the news, CBS News. Steve, let me give credit to Steve Hartman. About 3 days ago, he reported on this story. But he was honored, okay? He was honored. But what happened was a video popped up on Facebook on his mom's feed of him
filling in the potholes.
Someone had recorded him doing it. She was shocked, but she said she wasn't surprised, right? And according to her, he's just a kid that likes to help people. If it's a fall, he's raking leaves. Summer, spring, he's cutting grass. Winter, he's blowing snow. So he's just one of those kids that kind of has that little mindset, right? But I'm just thinking to myself, well, at that age, again, 12, a lot of times people don't think, you know, be quiet, shut up, and just listen. No, how about he is showing an example to a whole lot of people? Not only his age, but older. Hey, if there's a problem, sometimes if people don't want to deal with it, then you be the catalyst to deal with it. You understand what I'm saying? So his actions now, watch his actions. The mayor, Kimberly Sims, she honored Trinnell for her parenting, okay, at the high school, at a recent council meeting. But she also gave a citation to Monty for his road work, for helping the community. We commend him for his heart and just being able to assist us with that. But that shouldn't have been something that he was concerned with, is what the mayor said, right? And so she also admitted that, you know, the town needs to do something about the old pothole. She said, shame on us as elected officials if we don't take this opportunity to do something about that. Out of the mouths of babes is what the Bible says, action. So this 12-year-old, he was leading by example. Some of y'all out there, get your ass up and work. Oh, my gosh, do something.
That gets on my nerve when I see grown, able-bodied men and women that don't want to work and just want to lay around and sit around and depend on something.
Or others. I've heard a lot of stories. You know, you got people out there that want a sugar daddy, or what they call the female side of it. You got the sugar daddy and you got the what? No, there's a word, mama. Well, yeah, but there's something else they call her. What do they call them? You should know, John. Come on, girl.
Hold on. I didn't mean
literally that you knew. I apologize. Sorry. Yeah, that's kind of for all those listening, John is not a cougar seeker. He is not out trolling for women to take care of him. There's a word for it, though. God, dog, I wish somebody would. No, I don't want anybody to call in. Anyway, so. You know, people are not going to do that. Let me put that out there, too, okay, while we get these rants out, okay, because people always tell me or say, well, why don't you have people call in? Because people won't call in, damn it. People are scared in the moment. Who do you think? You're like, you really think somebody in Turkey is going to recognize your voice?
Exactly.
Really? Or China? Come on, man. Really? But people seem to think that, you know, and so they get scared. That scare bug hits them. And I
fans of Jewel Tooth. But who the hell do you think is
going to recognize your voice? You've been talking to that many billions of people around the world. You've been on somebody's TV show where somebody don't know your voice. Sit the hell down with that. But, you know, but we, you know, that's human, human nature. Man, I got to spend the last, I get 13 minutes, I get to spend the last 13 minutes talking about what I actually want to talk about because it's kind of funny, man. It really is kind of funny. This article that I came across a few hours, well, not a few hours, well, it's been a few days ago now. I read the article after I had this conversation. One conversation changing lives, right? One conversation at a time. I got it right. There we go. So I figured I put all these conversations to good use, right? So I was having a conversation about growing up and all the things that you did when you was growing up, playing with the little green army man, you know, the little cars and stuff, right? You know, made up your own. Well, at least that's how I grew up. You were real creative. You had to make up your own games. You had to make up your own fun, right? But the other thing, and you can see this across the board, people that say that they don't all they want to, but all you have to do is watch kids. I think of adults too. I'm just using kids as an example and when I grew up. But I don't know about you, John. I'm gonna say I didn't know. I know I did. I mean, you know, when you know kids, you know, when you see that piece of candy or that piece of food fall on the floor, you don't care about the floor or whether it's dirty or whether it's got germs or not. Baby, you looking to get that taste that you had on your palate, right? Because your palate was feeling good, especially if it's your last. I'm wondering if it's the difference, if it's your last piece or if it's your first piece. You think that makes a difference on whether you're going to pick it up or not? Or, you know, the other thing is really the last piece. Are you going to pick it up, John?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because we're going to talk to the experts. Well, the experts are going to talk to us in this article about what they think about the five-second rule, right? Right. They're going to tell us whether the experts. I wonder how many of them have ever done it, right? That's what I want to ask them. So, but here's the thing. Does it make a difference? There's another question. Whether somebody is watching you or not. That's the key. Because, you know, oftentimes if people don't think that anybody's watching them, there's a lot of things that they are willing to do and say, right? So I'm wondering if that factors in, which also to me says, how are you going to do this? What observation, you know, could you do to, you know, try to test this out? But that's not actually what they did. So actually, there you go. Well, we're gonna talk Carino, and so we're gonna talk about five-second rule in this couple of things. So is it real or fake? Right? It's a bummer when you unwrap that miniature piece of chocolate. And see, I hate that they use chocolate as the only example because it could be a piece of fried chicken that you done dropped on the floor. You know what I'm saying? Or that piece of steak. You know, it ain't always got to be candy that you drop. I'm just saying, right?
Right.
So anyway, only to have to drop it on the floor. Now, who wouldn't be tempted to eat it anyway? Because, again, I go back to the kids. Kids be the first ones to swoop down there. You got to be quick with kids. You got to be real quick because they'll have something in their mouth. How did you get that in there so quick? And then we'll have the jaws of life trying to get in there to wrench that thing up out of there, right? I'm just saying. I've experienced it. That's how I know. Okay, so look, especially, listen, most people are tempted, according to the article, to eat it anyway, especially if it only lands on the ground for 2 seconds. That's the rule. After all, that's only, you know, 5 seconds, right? But just because you've been hearing that, right, this notorious 5 second rule for years, doesn't mean that it's actually true. Unfortunately, according to the article, just because popular folklore references the 5 second rule doesn't actually mean that it's true. In fact, research shows and have found that no matter how quickly you pick up the food that falls on the floor, you're still going to pick up bacteria. I mean, I guess some people feel like, you know, if you brush it off, if you rinse it off with water, and you know what I'm saying? With
around my kitchen table, I can tell you I'll be throwing it away. That's
That's what the doctor said.
Okay,
so we've all followed the 5 second rule once or twice before. I mean, everybody is little kids probably picked a piece of candy off of something that wasn't your hand, from a tabletop to the car seat, even if it's on somebody else, you done picked it up and you just ate it. So you might just kind of want to think a little bit before you start sticking stuff in your mouth. And that ain't just food. But here's the thing. Oh, see, I don't have enough time to go into that, but I might take that into because, man, because you know where I was going with that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There is a relatable fact to that in toxic human beings that we bring into our lives. I mean, right? You touch them and they're going to contaminate you regardless. So you might want to. But you know, it's funny because when we close down and we got like a couple minutes left. The germaphobe, I always crack up about it because there's germs everywhere, bacteria everywhere. You know, even those people who are so against natural body functions, I'll just say it like that. Regardless of whether you hear it or not, guess what? It goes into the air. Guess what? You breathe for air. So whether you heard it or smelled it or eat it, you breathe. So some of these things that we get real bougie about, right? Oh, it just boggles my mind. 5 second rule. I guess maybe if you don't breathe in 5 seconds, maybe you didn't really breathe then. So, John, you know, I just had to step on, you know, stage again and come to the world of humanity and drop a few seconds of love and laughter. I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. This was just a little small filler in between the time that we come back and finish talking about Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. So, until next time, people, I love you. Be safe. Peace out.
People still out of their mouth want to say that this is a successful business. If you say that and you are representing some state or city in this country, you need to sit your ass down. All of a sudden, their thoughts and ideas and the way they want to live just went out the window. Bill, and that is the most asinine way to govern that I've ever seen in my life.
And I know many people that are just like me. And I don't understand the fear. I really don't understand the fear. Twitter is @rant_KC.